Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
We are back. It is the ML Sports Platter. Awesome to have you back via Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you do leave a five-star review and some feedback for the podcast as well. We are supported by Timberbanks Golf Club, Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State, and our terrific friends at Glazed and Confused Syracuse. Make sure you visit them online at glazedsyr.com. That's glazedsyr.com. You can check out the list of artisan donuts and make sure to get the box of love for Valentine's Day, an assorted dozen of your favorite Valentine's Day donuts. Check out the menu, check out ordering, check them out with Grubhub. GlazedSYR.com. Well, it's really a treat to bring in our guest for this podcast, a guy whose work I respect an awful lot. He is a Buffalo Bills analyst for New York Upstate, and you can, of course, follow him on Twitter at Ryan Talbot Bills. That's at Ryan, T-A-L-B-O-T, Bills. Also happens to be a graduate of St. Bonaventure University, so a little bit higher on the list than maybe some others. Ryan, how are you, man? Thanks for a few minutes.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with you playing GM for the Buffalo Bills. Put your GM cap on. Where should this team go in the draft? Kind of outline the Buffalo Bills draft, which I think is so huge. This is a huge offseason for this football team.
You know, that's a great question, but I think a lot of that's going to have to fall on what they do in free agency first. You know, this is a team that has over $80 million in cap space. This is a This is a free agent class that has some offensive linemen I think the Bills should look to target. Depending on what they do in free agency, you know, I'm hoping that they give themselves the flexibility to go out there and get the best player available at number nine.
Who do you think that is? I mean, is it Jonah Williams? Is it best player on the board, even though Brandon Bean, is kind of commented on, not taking necessarily a need, but best player, you know? So where do you think that player is, and should they go? I mean, this is a really, really deep offensive line draft, Ryan. There's a lot of good choices. In fact, I just read an article on The Athletic about strength, weaknesses, and in a summary, a lot of these guys. It goes beyond Jonah Williams of Alabama.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, you're actually seeing him getting passed in some mock drafts by Juwan Taylor out of Florida.
Yep.
There's some other guys that you're seeing in rounds, rounds one through three that they're saying can come in and start across the entire offensive line. I'm not going to sit here and say that Jonah Williams will be the top pick at number nine for Buffalo. Truly, this is a really, really strong defensive draft. Mm-hmm. So I think the best player on the board at number nine will probably be on the defensive side of the ball. But what it will probably come down to is how close are the grades between that player and maybe a player that fits the need for Buffalo, whether it be at offensive tackle, like you mentioned, whether it be maybe at tight end, although this is an extremely deep tight end class. I think the Bills could get a starter there in rounds two or rounds three. It's going to come down to how close the grades are in terms of drafting for a need over the best player available. But if it's close, I could see them going with a Jonah Williams, with a Juwan Taylor, something like that. But boy, if a guy like Ed Oliver fell to number nine and he was sitting there, I think he'd want to race the draft card up there, regardless of what you have at defensive tackle already. He's one of those guys that can stop the run. He's one of those freak athletes that can get after the quarterback. He's an all-around great player that could make an impact from day one. So there are some guys on that defensive line that you could bring in right away. I wouldn't be surprised if there was maybe a cornerback or two that rise up the draft board between now and April that the Bills could be intrigued by, despite the strong second-half performance by Levi Wallace, despite having, Trey White and having Taron Johnson perform very well, too, before he went down with an injury. I just think this is a team that feels you can never have enough talent in that secondary.
Ryan Talbot with us, New York Upstate Buffalo Bills insider. Get him on Twitter. Realistically speaking, how much help does Josh Allen need to take yet another step forward?
Well, I think he needs a lot of help across the board, but especially on the offensive line. You know, I think that there was a time this season where I wasn't too keen with him running with the ball because it was more so because the offensive line wasn't blocking for him. So I think he had this internal clock in his head go off earlier than he needed to at times, or maybe he could have scanned the field longer, found a wide receiver. Now, I'm not saying that he wasn't successful running the ball, because he was, but I want him to have that type of offensive line where he has enough time to scan the field, and if there is no one open, then he can take off. I feel like this year, a lot of the time, it was because he needed to take off because, hey, you know, these offensive tackles, these guards, you know, the centers that they rotated this year, they really couldn't block that well. It felt like someone was getting through within a second or two. Allen was having to scramble, you know, move around the pocket, and then he'd have to take off sooner rather than later because of those decisions. So if you can upgrade that offensive line, I think that's a huge first step. But you also need to get him more weapons at tight end, for instance. I think Charles Clay is out the door this year. That's a contract you can get off the books. There's a lot of really good tight ends. You know, a guy like Irv Smith Jr. comes to mind because he has those Alabama ties to Brian Daboll. He's one of the top tight ends in this draft class. You can go out and get a wide receiver, you know, probably late round one, early round two, that could start right away, whether that means the Buffalo trading back into round one or trading back from nine. I'm not really sure how many great wide receivers there are that you'd want to take at number nine, but there's a lot of those late round one, round two guys that could come in and make an impact early for a guy like Josh Allen.
Where do you stand on LeSean McCoy? Does he have anything left in the tank?
I think he still has something left in the tank, but I do think he also lost a step this year. It was kind of a combination of Buffalo's offensive line not being able to run block, but also LeSean McCoy not being as elusive as he once was, because there were times in years past where someone would get in the backfield and he could kind of shake off of them or shake free from them and still turn a negative into a positive. Where this year, you know, with the offensive line playing poorly, if someone got through, he really couldn't get away from that. And that, for that reason, there was a lot of negative runs, a lot of runs for no gain or runs for 1 or 2 yards, where this is not something we are used to seeing in Buffalo. It's not the running backer that we saw when he was in Philadelphia. So I think his age caught up with him a little bit. I think the poor offensive line caught up with him a little bit. And I think he probably, whether he admits to it or not, I think there's a lot on his mind going on, you know, what happened last offseason with the ex-girlfriend, the whole probably league investigating, everyone kind of looking at him. I think that took a toll on him as well. So a lot of factors that added up to a very unproductive season. I think he will be back in 2019, and I think that he'll perform better. But I also think the Bills need to find a true handcuff for him, some guy that can come in and share the load right out of the gate.
Ryan Talbot, New York Upstate, is our guest, Bills Insider. You can get him on Twitter, at Ryan Talbot Bills. How much will the Bills realistically miss Kyle Williams?
Well, I think they're going to miss him significantly from on-the-field aspect, of course, but also as a locker room leader. And they do have some really talented veterans on that defensive side of the ball. Lorenzo Alexander was a priority to re-sign for his leadership and his play. I'm sure you have a guy like Micah Hyde that takes that leadership role. I'm not sure a guy like Star Lotulelei really speaks much in terms of being a locker room leader, but he's a guy that can provide leadership on the field. But Kyle Williams did it all. He was a great player. He really didn't lose much of his step all the way through his career. He still played at a pretty high level here in 2018, but he was also that locker room leader. If there was something going wrong, he would be the guy, kind of guy that would probably call the team meeting. He was always pretty even keel in terms of not getting too high or too low when things were going great or things were going poorly. So a guy like that would be missed greatly.
Ryan, when you look at the core of wide receivers, a lot of guys took a nice step forward over this past year. Is there any chance that any of these guys could become a number one on this team, or are they all pretty much twos and threes?
You know, Zay Jones, I think, can be a very solid number two, number three guy. I don't think he has that wide receiver one I don't think he has the skill set necessarily to be a wide receiver one in this league. I think Robert Foster has a chance to develop into a number one wide receiver. He you saw how he was a big play threat in his second stint with the team. You saw how quickly he picked up the game after getting cut early in the season, then being put onto the practice squad. He spoke very highly of Chad Hall, who was promoted to wide receivers coach. So there's already a good relationship there, you can tell. So I think that if he keeps picking up little bits of the game, works on his route running and his route tree a little bit, I think he has the talent to develop into number one. Now that being said, you know, it's easier said than done. These wide receiver ones don't grow on trees, obviously. You look at a guy like Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh. Well, he kind of sat out there towards the end of the season, and part of the reason, or one of these reports, was he wanted to see how Juju Smith-Schuster would do in Week 17 on his own, and his stat line wasn't that impressive, where when he had a guy like Brown on the field, his stats were kind of eye-popping because all the attention was on Brown and other parts of that Pittsburgh offense. So I don't know if Foster can develop into that, but what would really help his case is if Buffalo brought in another wide receiver number one, wide receiver number two type free agent out there, maybe like a Tyrell Williams, someone that can take some attention off of him in his second season, or maybe they go and draft a guy early that also has wide receiver one potential, because you want as much talent out there as possible so you're not double teaming Robert Foster, or that Josh Allen has other options, because if you start seeing him focus on Robert Foster, the other teams are going to start putting their number one cornerback on him, or there's going to be double teams on him. So if you really want to see him develop, Buffalo needs to add more talent to that offense to kind of keep the defense off of the double teams, like I was saying, or putting the number one guy on him necessarily.
Ryan, final thing on the Bills. Does this still all come down to they have a chance, but not until New England is done being New England with Brady and Belichick? Is that what we're ultimately looking at here, no matter what they do, how good they get, no matter how much of a step forward Allen takes?
I still think that's the safe thing to say. I mean, you saw a team like Kansas City who broke, you know, a lot of offensive records, at least in their franchise this year with Patrick Mahomes. But at the end of the day, they couldn't end up beating New England in the playoffs. You saw a team like the Los Angeles Rams, who had a very productive season on the offensive side of the ball. They got stymied and, you know, held the 3 points in the Super Bowl. I'm starting to think at this point in the time, it's waiting out Belichick more than it is Brady. Brady is still very effective with those short, quick throws, letting his wide receivers do all the work. Don't get me wrong there. But those intermediate to long passes, Brady has lost some of the accuracy. He was not having a great Super Bowl against that strong Rams defense. He was bailed out more so by the Patriots defense, by the run game of the Patriots, so on and so forth. So I think it's more so waiting out Belichick at this point, because he's a guy that is a defensive mastermind. He's a guy that still seems to be, you know, coaching at the highest possible level. Until he goes, it's hard for me to envision the Bills or any other team in the AFC East claiming the AFC East title, but stranger things have also happened.
All right, finally, I unfortunately couldn't get down there this past weekend as we record this on Monday late in the day, but you got a chance to get down to Alumni Weekend at St. Bonaventure where we both went to school. The game was brutal, but I hope you had a good time. How was it?
Yeah, you know, the game was brutal, but the atmosphere was great. It's always a packed house on Alumni Weekend. It's always a good, you know, the crowd's always there, regardless of Alumni Weekend or whenever it is. It's a very obviously supportive place at St. Bonaventure. But like you said, it was a really tough showing by St. Bonaventure, but I am optimistic about the future with this team. I'm a big fan of Kyle Loft, and I think he's a guy that's going to be their next superstar. I think they have some young talent that they can mold and really work with. It really is going to depend on how well Schmidt can continue to recruit in these next few years to build around this young talent that they currently have. But I do think the A-10 is going to be kind of wide open here in the next few years, so St. Bonaventure can make some noise.
Yeah, I mean, the freshmen, they're great. I mean, Ocean and Lofton, Dom Welch, I mean, I think these guys really really could be good. I'm with you on Lofton. I knew right away, you know, you can tell sometimes, you know, like right away this guy just showed that he had it, and I think he's going to be a really good one. Ryan Talbot, New York Upstate, Buffalo Bills analyst. Ryan, this was a blast. Thanks, pal.
Hey, thank you.
You can download and subscribe to the ML Sports Platter on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. We're also available on Stitcher and many other platforms, 11 in total, where you get your podcasts. Leave some feedback and rate it 5-star. That stuff helps an awful lot. One more tip of the cap, thank you to Ryan Talbot. We are supported by the Brewerton Diner, the Allen Angus Pub, and the Wolfenden Law Firm. Hit me on Twitter @MikeLSports as well. And as I always tell you, enjoy the games.